It's Wednesday, May 31st, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The tech sector faces intense challenges: lower productivity, vendor proliferation, rising cloud costs, and salary declines. And 1Password moves on passkey transition. This is the Business of Tech. I'm back from the long holiday weekend, and I hope you enjoyed the bonus episodes with interviews. And I could start with AI. Instead, I'll romp through some valuable data about provider operations. A survey by job messaging site Blind reveals that nearly 45% of the over 8,400 respondents said they're productive about 4 hours or fewer per day, with the largest portion of workers saying they worked about 4 hours a day. Only about 25% of respondents said they worked 8 hours or more daily. A survey by QuoteWorks finds that well over half, at 58%, have increased their suppliers over the past 3 years, with 26% keeping the number of vendors they work with the same and 16% reducing them. Nearly half of the respondents, at 49%, also procured more than $100,000 worth of hardware, compared to 42% that procured between $25,000 and $100,000. However, 53% of transactions involved less than $3,000. The number of survey respondents that can reduce the time required to provide customers the quote to just under an hour is 20%, compared with 40%, which required 2 to 3 hours. How about a cloud study? This one by MSP Aptum. More than 90% of respondents see the expected efficiencies of cloud adoption. Still, they continue to grapple with the costs and complexity of using a combination of legacy systems, private cloud, and public cloud services. 70% stated that cloud costs are higher than expected. Last year, that figure was the same. Only 20% had a comprehensive approach to cloud management and costs. The efficiencies of multi-cloud environments barely outweigh the costs. Just over half, at 51% of respondents, said the cloud is a vital part of their strategy to weather the costs of the ongoing economic downturn. I'll note some reporting in the Wall Street Journal that highlights the struggle for job hunters. Supply is down. U.S. job postings have dropped by around 500,000 since 2022. And demand is up. The market's flooded with experienced candidates following the two layoff pack years. Tech firms alone have shed around 363,000 roles since last year. Companies are taking longer to make their picks, per the Wall Street Journal, with hiring now averaging 11 weeks, up from 7 weeks in 2021. That's taking its toll on candidates, who've seen the norm increase from 1 or 2 interview rounds to an average of 3. Some data on what CIOs do to redistribute IT work. More than 4 in 5 CIOs and IT leaders are reskilling workers to execute digital strategies, according to the 2023 Gartner Resilient Workforce Model of the Future survey. Executives are also looking within the company to find what Gartner calls business technologists, or non-IT employees with IT-related skills, like data scientists working in finance, and untapped technologists, who are employees with IT-related skills who don't use them at work. Gartner found that nearly 3 in 5 CIOs tap into these skilled workers for IT projects as well. Finally, pay is going down for tech workers. According to an analysis of securities filings by The Information, the median pay for employees declined in 2022 in at least 18 well-known tech companies. At 2 companies, Snap and Cloudflare, median pay declined more than 30%. Median income increased at many companies last year, including Salesforce. Recruiting company Dice said that the average salary for tech professionals increased by 2.3% in 2022. Why do we care? I considered the gap between what workers can do, 4 hours a day of focused work, and the requirements many providers put on teams for billable hours or utilization. That feels pivotal, and the perspective on the rest. IT is being asked to do more with less, finding fewer people despite more candidates being paid less for more complicated problems. If you're considering people, processes, and product within a business, this is distinctly a process problem. I'm concerned that too many will focus on a tool solution here, when instead, it's a re-examination of how services are delivered entirely. Providers must reduce complexity while simultaneously addressing increasingly complex problems, and throwing more people at it won't help. The delicate balance to be found to relieve pressure on your teams while making them capable of doing more. I never said it would be easy. Next week, 1Password will start beta testing an expansion to the product to store pass keys. The goal? Transferring passwords to pass keys and helping users share device-based pass keys across multiple computers. Why do we care? First movers and pass keys are going to find some real benefits. It's that simple. And why we care. Ditch your VPN. VPNs are awful. Outdated, clunky, hard to use, and create security vulnerabilities. TwinGate's Zero Trust Network Access is easy to deploy and even easier to use and manage, while always making resources secure and invisible. With native integrations with MDMs, EDRs, and DNS filters, TwinGate enhances your security with the full power of your cybersecurity stack. TwinGate melts into the background, providing intuitive access and lightning-fast connections with the lowest latency. You'll forget you're using a remote access solution at all. Want to learn more? Check out the white paper on why you should ditch your VPN at twingate.com/podcast. Thanks for listening. Today, National Speak in Complete Sentences Day. That one right up my alley, as somebody who enjoys doing the writing. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit msparadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.